If somebody notices what is going on in our minds, if you notice what happens is a particular period, only particular thoughts come in a cycle. A rushing, some thoughts come. Notice it, mark down. Next day, when you are rushing, only the thought comes, that person will you remember the person. The mind has a cycle. It works in a particular cycle, in different cycles. And basing on these workings of the mind, the habit and the cycles, so many spiritual practices have been designed. It's a mantra, japa, dhyana, pranayama, all these things, they're all centered upon getting rid of this cycle, this pattern, the cyclical pattern. So that is why to meditate only just a fixed hour is good. Not that one has to meditate only that. You can meditate beyond that. If you have an urgent work, you can leave and go also. Not that immediately you notice the difference. By going on practicing it, then you notice the difference. After some time, what happens is, if at all you meditate between 9 and 10 and 7 and 8, after a month or a year, wherever you are, whatever you are doing, even in an office or even in a meeting, whatever it is, the mind immediately gets calm. It automatically, the state of meditation is induced without your effort. Because that is the nature of the mind. By going on observing and observing and observing, then you know all the mechanisms of the mind. Then it doesn't trick you. You can trick it.